Good morning and welcome to this online celebration of the Holy Communion on this fifth Sunday of Eastertide, when we focus especially on love. We use the word love in many ways in our society. I love chocolate, or falling in love, telling each other, I love you, and so forth. The scripture readings today get at our theological core as Christians. God is love, and God shows us love by sending Jesus into the world so that we can live anew through his life, death, and resurrection. It also demonstrates some key points regarding love. In particular, the first epistle of St. John tells us that if we love one another, then we are very near God because God lives in us. Another key point is that if we say we love God, then we must also love our brothers and sisters. Yes, even when our brothers and sisters are different from us in how they look, how they live, and how they think. We sing the hymn 272, Jesus Lives.
Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy on us, and write these your laws in our hearts.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Lord of all life and power, who through the mighty resurrection of your Son overcame the old order of sin and death to make all things new in him, grant that we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, may reign with him in glory, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be praise and honour, glory and might, now and in all eternity. Amen.
The first reading is from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, beginning at verse 26. Then an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Get up and go towards the south, to the road that goes from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a wilderness road." So he got up and went. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over to this chariot and join it." So Philip ran up to it and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah. He asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to get in and sit beside him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb silent before its shearer, so he does not open his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "About whom, may I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip began to speak, and starting with this scripture, he proclaimed to him the good news about Jesus. As they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What is to prevent me from being baptized?" He commanded the chariot to stop, and both of them, Philip and the eunuch, went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch saw him no more and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he was passing through the region, he proclaimed the good news to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We sing the Easter anthems.
Thank you. The epistle is from the first letter of St. John, chapter 4, beginning at verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives on us, and his love is perfected in us. By this, we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as Saviour of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, I love God, and hate their brothers or sisters are liars, for those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We sing the hymn 495. Jesus, Jesus, fill us with your love.
Fill us with your love, show us.
Hear the Gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. John, chapter 15, beginning at verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the true vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. This is the Gospel of the Lord. The words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, abide in me as I abide in you. This gospel passage and our other readings today remind us to whom we belong with a clear visual image. These readings call us into a new and wonderful way of living, a way that welcomes the other, that is not done alone, but in community, a way that starts with love. Everyone who loves is born of God. As we continue to celebrate the glorious resurrection of our Lord, we are called to bear fruit and become disciples because we love. Though this isn't always easy. How can we do this when we are still hurting from this pandemic? How can we do this when the news around us leaves us spiritually and emotionally drained? How do we proclaim the good news about Jesus when we think there is just too much happening around us and in the world? The answer is never the same, and will vary from person to person. Still, the text, the overall message of today's gospel suggests this simple response. We show up authentically as ourselves. We love others. We share the good news with others. We speak and act in ways that support this message of love. In the Gospel reading, Jesus is addressing us. Twice he says, I am, reminding us that God knows our hearts. There is no need to hide from God, no need to hide those parts of ourselves of which we are ashamed, no need to use those ugly parts as excuses to stay away from God. Instead, this truth, this love, draws us nearer to God. It allows us to see those parts we think cannot be restored, and instead allows us to run to the Father, allows us to abide in God. The epistle reminds us that if we love one another, God lives in us. God abides in us. And there is no secret we can keep from God. But what is love? We could attempt to define it in many ways, and we could provide examples of how we have experienced love. Yet it would still not be enough. We could look at our relationships and draw from those, but even then, we would not have a certain definition. But we could look to the one who sent Jesus into the world to die for us to create a clear example of love, a different type of love. This embodied love, this love that liberates, a love that clears our eyes to see the injustices of this world and empowers us to act in ways that seek the well-being of all. A love that makes us curious about systems that oppress. Now, for some, this may be difficult to understand. Perhaps a concrete example is needed. Imagine the following. You walk into any nursery or vineyard, and there you encounter life. You encounter different individuals caring and tending to the needs of every vine. The vine grower tends to them all, making no exceptions. The vine grower is aware of what each vine needs to bear fruit. The vine grower loves the branches. Similarly, God examines our hearts, provides for us, and can also remove those parts of ourselves that bear no fruit. If the vine grower worries about all the vines and knows that every branch can bear fruit, then the pruning becomes a special and necessary part of the growth process. Pruning will change the outcome for the vine, and it will change our outcomes too. When we abide in God, we invite God into our lives, however messy that may be. When we abide in God, we are empowered to seek our place in this world, loving others, living into the mission of the church, restoring all people to unity with God and each other in Christ. It is a slow and transformational relationship between the vine grower and the branches. Just like the Ethiopian eunuch in our first reading, we will not always understand. We may ask, how can I, unless someone guides me? These relationships require honesty and require us to let go of all those parts we think can hide from the world and God. How many times have we been afraid to ask for help, or even embarrassed to ask, who can guide me? If we have learned one thing from this pandemic and the past year, it is that we cannot do this work alone. We have Jesus' example of love by being in relationship with people. We have Philip's example of love teaching, sharing about God and baptizing. We have the disciples' example of love by following Jesus, even amid their own shortcomings. All of these examples are needed. Our world needs people who are capable of this love, because a church that only condemns and only sees sin would not truly be the church. It would not be transformed by grace or mercy. There would be no opportunity for restoring our brokenness. As God transforms us, we transform the world. Archbishop Oscar Romero, sometime Bishop of El Salvador, knew what it meant to be transformed by love. He knew what it meant to be with the people of his country, and knew that speaking the truth would likely cause his death, which it did. He knew that loving people of El Salvador meant that his actions and words mattered. Oscar Romero is reported to have said, "If a man knows how to detach from himself and knows how to love, he is a saint. If a man speaks too much about holiness, but does not know how to love, he is no saint." This is how we love. When we abide in God, God abides in us. God abides in our relationships. God transforms. God will allow us to bear fruit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We respond to the ministry of God's word by affirming our faith. We believe in one God.
We believe in one God.
The Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, grant that your church, constant in faith and love, may bring forth good fruit. We pray for David, our bishop, and for this group of parishes. We pray for the Right Reverend Dr. Ian Ellis, recently consecrated as Bishop of Clogher. Grant unity to all the church's branches in the strength of Christ, the true vine. Make her ministers wise in the teaching of Holy Scripture. Open our minds to new horizons, new experiences, and a new way of looking at life. May we live by the Spirit, bearing rich fruit to your glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of creation, enlighten all in the world who earnestly desire to find the truth, and lead them to those who can show them the way. With your love, cast out the fear that destroys fullness of life. Give wisdom to all rulers and lawgivers, keeping them constant in care for those whom they are committed to serve. We pray for Elizabeth, our Queen, for the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, the government and all members of Parliament and peers, the First Minister, Arlene Foster, Deputy First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, and the Executive, President Michael D. Higgins, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, Tánaiste Leo Varadkar, and the government in the Republic. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of our relationships, give grace to our families and friends to recognize the presence of Christ in all we do. In our lives together, especially over this holiday weekend, make us witnesses to the love that he brings to all who follow him. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of all healing, relieve and protect those who are sick or suffering or are recovering from sickness. In particular, we pray for Isaac Harrison. Have mercy on those who are without security of living and have lost their sense of purpose, especially in the midst of the catastrophic health crisis in India. We thank you for the various scientists who have toiled day and night that we might receive the vaccinations that will protect us. May it be your will that this vaccine will prevent the further spread of the pandemic and save the lives of millions throughout the world. Bring us back to the one source of life in Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of eternity, we give thanks for all who have glorified you by their lives on earth and left us a good example. Give us grace to praise their memory, not in words alone, but in lives that make us worthy to share with them in your everlasting glory.
Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We do not presume.
We do not presume
to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then they were glad when they saw the Lord. The peace which Jesus brought through his rising again on Easter day be with you all.
And also with you.
We sing the hymn, "At the Lamb's High Feast We Sing Praise to Our Victorious King."
Thank you.
Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us celebrate the feast.
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Father, almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. And above all, we praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us. By dying, he destroyed our death. By rising, he restored our life. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted, and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue, a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great High Priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, and as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ.
We, being many, are one body, for we all share in the one bread.
It is not possible for those participating in this service online to physically receive the bread and wine. But let us remember the words of one of the early church fathers: only believe, and you shall receive. In that sense, I invite you to receive the Holy Communion. Draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Living God, who for our redemption gave your only begotten Son to the death of the cross, and by his glorious resurrection have delivered us from the power of our enemy, grant us so to die daily unto sin, that we may evermore live with him in the joy of his risen life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God. We thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. God the Father, by whose love Christ was raised from the dead, open to you who believe the gate of everlasting life. God the Son, who in rising from the grave has won a glorious victory, give you joy as you share the Easter faith. God the Holy Spirit, whom the risen Lord breathed into his disciples, empower you and fill you with Christ's peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you, and remain with you always.
Hymn 634, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
go in the peace of the risen Christ. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia. Amen.
We thank you for your participation with us in this online service. Next Sunday at 10 o'clock there will be a family service online from 10 a.m. There will be worship in both churches also next Sunday, taking the form of a family service in Annahilt at 10 o'clock and in Mara Hamlet at 12 noon. The donations to the food bank in Lisburn made in Annahilt are resuming on the first and second Sundays of the month. Today and next Sunday it is possible to leave donations for the food bank in church, and they will be passed on accordingly. Thank you.